Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
What up, Satch? What's up, turquoise? All right, everyone.
All right.
You know, the all-in-one turquoise tracksuit is a lovely choice for this festive season.
Yeah, I thought I'm getting rid of the festive trees here. The lights are here. I've got the Christmas cookies here.
Yeah, Kedge's got
his. That's got to be the most dookie tree I've seen.
It's all right.
Festive season.
No, it's just because the angle you're seeing from it looks tilted, but from that angle there, it doesn't look tilted. So it's just
leaning to the left.
Yeah. No, it's the angle.
It's about angles. 2 foot tall. If that.
But I can't get anything bigger in here, do you know what I mean?
Of course you can.
It's the leaning tower of Christmas tree.
Yeah.
It's,
you know what it is? Is it heavy balls on this side?
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah. Apparently. Yeah, I mean, everyone knows about that.
One ball's bigger.
Yeah, one hung low.
You know that?
Hmm.
You got
he's got his brown balls all over it.
Yes. Shiny ones. Lovely.
Shiny, yeah, glittery, but yeah.
You know what?
Do we feel Christmassy?
I was going to say, it's this week. It's kicked in.
Have a cookie, guys, please. Satch. Have these mint cookies from Marks and Spence. You know, I'm not on endorsing or anything, but you mentioned last time that as soon
I'm
going to
have it in a minute.
Sure?
I got my tea first. Okay, my masala tea.
All right, fine.
Sponsored by Kedge here.
Yeah.
I'm not confident.
Good.
Go,
but I've been snacking all day. I was filming today,
right?
And actually, I can't say what. I'll quickly share this with you because I couldn't
say
anything.
Can't say what?
No, I've signed an NDA.
Mm. But you told us in the WhatsApp group.
Yeah, I've told you. Okay. Not in our private, not in the public one.
No, but in private.
No. I've not told anyone. I'm not allowed.
I thought you told us.
I told you just directly because I'm not supposed to I'm an idiot.
Okay.
But because it's a risk. Because if you leak that,
yeah.
$10,000 fine. That's what it says on my NDA. If they link it back to like they went, the first people to find out was Gujaratis in Harrow.
Mm.
Then we're like, all right, well, who could possibly be linked to them
for a TV show?
I can't honestly. That's really? It. Yes, that's it. £10,000, bro. You pay it. If it comes out now, I'm going to blame you. I'm telling you, he's the first one I'll blame.
Was it the guy wearing the turquoise tracksuit?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to say it's him. Then
I'm surprised I make that like in adult colours.
Yeah,
it's like usually for kids
and in men's.
Yeah,
it's fine. Yeah. It's a nice bright colour, but it's
the colours. We love it.
But all day today they've had
it's
cookies.
Like Logan
and
would
like, yeah, yeah, he would love that. Well, actually, yeah, yeah, or yeah. Or my niece. you know what? When you come to Kedge's,
nice.
You like them,
yeah.
They are banging.
M&S cookies are good. Whenever you come to Kedge's, like it feels like you're just on, you know, a bachelor pad.
Yeah.
Right. It's like the football's on.
Yeah.
You know, the tea's out. Cookies are out.
Yeah.
Fun times are here.
The PlayStation's ready to go.
Yeah. And currently your team are playing. So it's like you got your turquoise on. And Tottenham Hotspur are playing.
So yeah, here we go. Here we go. And talking of football, did we all see the big football World Cup draw on Friday in America?
I didn't watch. Was that how it explains it? Yeah, I didn't watch it, but I caught clips and highlights, and it became sort of everywhere for about a day or so.
Yeah, it was quite memey.
What does that mean?
Like it became because there was a lot of
memes. I thought we meant like all about you.
Yeah, because it's Canada, Mexico, and USA.
What do you mean?
The three countries are hosting it. So it's, I don't know. Is it the first time the three countries are hosting? I don't know. But it's and
I
it's
thought
the
it was Mexico and US. Well, before was it? It was two countries.
It was remember, two. 94. Yeah, but I don't remember a three. But then I think there was, wasn't it? Where it was Germany, Austria, and something. Wasn't that a World Cup? Or was that Euros? I can't remember. So it went down in America. It was started about 5:30. I think 5:30. By the time they got going, it was about 6:15.
This is the draws of the teams. Like who's playing who?
Yeah, and it was like it was a weird thing because they got Trump, the president of Mexico, and the president of Canada to pick out one ball each. And guess what? They picked out their own countries.
Oh, because that wasn't rigged.
So instantly that started the rigness of this draw.
Yeah,
it can't be rigged. They don't need to rig the World Cup.
I mean, it wasn't that important.
No, I think they do.
But it was...
Well, yeah, of course they have. To start with, Ronaldo's got a red card and he's playing in the first game.
Yeah, yeah. FIFA let him off.
Do you know what happened there?
Was there a red card? What do you mean, red card? I don't know.
So in the last game, that Portugal had like an international game.
Qualifying game.
He got a red card.
Right.
Which means he misses the next three games.
For his country.
Which is going to be in the World Cup. And they've just written it off.
Well, what if they played three other games? You mean friendlies? Don't
they have to be competitive games. Games. Yeah.
Right. And
Which would mean he would miss the World Cup.
Yeah.
And they just let him off.
They let him off.
Who's they?
FIFA.
FIFA. The bop of Infantino. Yeah. Gianni Infantino. The bop.
If anyone else gets a red card, they'll be like...
What's the line? What are they saying? How are they justifying it? How are they saying...
I don't know the actual what the line is, but they just said he's allowed.
Yeah.
But like, if the bop of the FIFA says it, you're not...
So then you're worried about flipping balls coming out of a bag. Yeah.
So that was the first thing that was dodged, right?
Dodge.
And you got Trump pulling the balls out and stuff like that. And then they give this weird prize. They give this trophy to Trump for the best president ever in the world or something like that. That was funny.
For peace or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, it was just the best president.
He also got a prize for peace this week as well.
Okay. Yeah.
And he got for just being Mr. Amazing President. They just kind of loved him up. But what was interesting, what he did say, did you hear what he said about football?
Go on. Oh, about soccer.
Yeah. Trump goes, actually, when you think about it, you know, we should call American football something else, because soccer, UK football or European football is football. Because if you think about it, that's what it means, is football. Yep. That is literally the meaning.
Yep.
And you know, that's the kind of annoying thing about Trump, and weirdly why he wins people over is because he will just tell it how it is.
Yep.
So Americans will be like, some Americans will be going, shut the
F-R. Yeah, like, but then they'll go American football next week and be like, oh no, it's a cool football.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean. Make them happy.
But he knows that by saying, hey, we shouldn't call it soccer, we should call it football.
Right.
He's going to win all the football fans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
So here's the thing, the big thing that we have to, because obviously we all love football, we all love World Cup, because it means, you know, three games a day, and there's that, you know, that initial period of 10 days.
Is it 3 or 4?
Well, there's going to be some days with 4.
Yeah, I thought it was 4,
because this is the biggest ever World Cup they've had. They've added another extra teams to this, right?
Okay.
Which means we've got a whole lot of smaller teams in it. So the last World Cup consisted of 64 games in total.
Yeah.
Right?
This one.
The group stages
is
going to be 72 games.
Oh, that's just a group
stage? That's just the group.
Oh, so it's going to go on for
then we've got the round of 32, 16, quarterfinals, semifinals, final.
I'm a bit worried about that.
Why?
Because looking at the teams, there are some absolute dead teams in there.
There are.
And countries I've not heard of.
Yeah, but I quite like those games because...
No, but like, Tommy, I think there's certain teams that you'd watch in the World Cup or the Euros because they've been there for like a few years.
Yeah.
These are complete newbies who are going to be terrible.
Yeah.
So Cape Verde.
Yeah.
And there's another country called Curaçao.
Yeah,
where's
it's South America.
Like near
they're just in it because they're flipping regions hosting it. They've just given it to them.
No, maybe. I mean, I don't know about that, but you got like Jordan. Never heard of Jordan in the World Cup.
Yeah. So, but then that's when it's kind of cool.
Have you heard of them?
But now you can have like a postman playing against like Ronaldo. You know, that's...
Yeah, but this is why we need to have Curaçao passports. We could have been there.
What do you mean we could have been?
Well, if we had a dual citizenship with Curaçao,
we could have played.
We could have qualified. Yeah, we could have played in that team.
There will be loads of people that could, yeah.
Do you know what? When I looked at the actual list like this, and you know, I'm going to say it.
Go.
It made me realize, why is it? Like, all of these shit teams are in it. India, you're telling me India ain't got 11 people that can put a team together and be in the World Cup?
All those over a billion.
Well, that's what they said.
Nearly that's 2
That's the other
embarrassing.
But like, we've got that many people, and like countries like Haiti.
Cape Verde's like this big.
Yeah,
Cape Verde is... You've been there, innit?
Absolutely,
Cape Verde's like Isle of Wight.
Exactly.
That's what I mean. They got a football team in the World Cup.
And actually, there are Indian... But there is an...
An Indian team.
There is.
Yeah,
but
there's a Gora who defected his nationality to play for India.
And still didn't make it.
He still didn't qualify. But you know, to be fair, and I thought about this, if India ever make the Football World Cup, it will be an absolute mental...
Yeah. And they'll see...
It'll be an absolute mental.
It will be just ridiculous.
It's like the cricket games. Everyone knows when India are playing. And even all the England fans and England players know.
They need to get this Infantino to somehow just pick India out of some ball and go, they're in.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're hosting it. Ahmedabad is going to be, you know, one of the places.
Mm. Yeah. And the next person drawing a ball is the CEO of Google.
But they got a thingy though. They got the Olympics, innit?
They got Olympics, yeah.
Exactly. They've given them some sport.
Can I tell you about the best thing about what happened in the World Cup draw?
Yeah.
And then they switched his mic off.
Ew.
Who's?
Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh,
what did he say?
What did he say?
What did he say? I don't know.
He was like, you know what they call me? They call me David Blackham.
Yeah. Yeah, I did see that.
Really?
Isn't it weird?
After that, they shut his mic off.
No.
And then they asked him, okay, Shaq, can you put another ball? He just had to put his thumb up because he couldn't speak.
No, and was he grinning when he said that?
Of course.
David Blackham is brilliant. Shaq is fantastic.
They didn't know because they, like, Rio Ferdinand, and can I also say, Rio Ferdinand ain't good. He's not a good host.
He's not.
Well, I thought
it was really awkward. The whole thing was very awkward.
It looked awkward because you got Rio Ferdinand, 7 foot tall. Mm. Next to him, Kevin Hart, 3 foot nothing.
How short is Kevin Hart?
Yeah, he's tiny.
Size of your Christmas tree.
And then that model.
Yeah, it's just like, it all. Anyway, but no, look, nothing wrong with that. People are different heights. But who's in England's group? That's what
they England have got, Panama, they've got Ghana, and they've got Croatia. England or Croatia.
Do you know what? I'm quite happy that Ghana are in the group. Mm. Because that's going to cause a lot of like hungama here in London.
Hungana.
Do you know what I mean? In London.
Oh, because of the Ghanaian fans.
South London's bare Ghanaians. Yeah. I know a lot of Ghanaians. And do you know what? Like, we've already started like speaking them. We're just like, wow, like you guys are playing England. Like this is like when India played England in the cricket, and then you kind of have to, you know.
So
do you
being
support?
In a bar in South London might be a fun place to be.
There's loads of Ghanaian pubs like in our area.
Really?
Yeah, loads. Honestly, and when the football's on, it's crazy down there.
Oh wow! Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. That's what you want. And I was, you know, when those games were on. I remember years ago when Brazil was playing, I went to a Brazilian bar to watch it. That's where you want to be. Yeah. And that's the great thing about the UK, you know, and the diversity, that you can find
all of these bars.
And maybe that's the way to go.
We go to every single country bar.
If you can. As many, does it every single, I have to ask my wife. But as many as we can.
As many as we can.
That'd be great.
Imagine finding a Curaçao bar, a Cape Verde bar.
Yeah. There's going to be like, or Cape Verde restaurant where they're going to be showing it.
Yeah.
They're going to wheel out a screen and you just have some of their food. And
yeah.
That's great. That's a great idea.
I think that's going to be brilliant.
Well, then they should win that group, right? Croatia, Panama.
Well, yeah, they should. Yeah, I think England always do well in the group stage. That's not a problem. Yeah. It's when they start facing the big boys. That's when the problems start arising. I mean, penalties, this, that, and the other. But let's not worry about that because we've still got a matter of Christmas to deal with as well.
Mm. Yeah.
We are rolling in now. When did this happen? 2 weeks away now.
Exactly. And not only that, this whole year.
Next week's the last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gone.
For shopping.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's clocking off now. Even my missus is out for her Christmas due tonight.
Oh.
The people I was working with today, they were going, oh, look, you know, we'll message you on Friday about some stuff because tomorrow's our Christmas party. So, you know, people are kind of clocking off. They're not ready.
Slowly they can leave switching it. Off.
Yeah. I know. I'm trying to contact the councils about certain things and work and whatever. And like,
they're always off.
And then, you know, there's not going to be any response. And everyone's saying that's it. That's it. Don't expect a response on the 5th of January.
I'm involved in a work Christmas Secret Santa. That's a pain in the butt.
Oh, okay. What's the budget?
£5.
What can you get for £5?
I know. Well, shall I tell you what it is?
What?
What I got?
Yeah.
So this guy likes
Greg's pasty.
It might as well be. It could be a gift card. That would be good.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
The guy I've got, he likes drinking coffee.
Yeah.
So what did I find? The self-stirring coffee cup.
For fiver?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a good price? Is that a good
thing? That's all right.
Stirs itself.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like a... Yeah, I've seen the one. Was it battery powered?
Yeah.
Or wind up?
No, battery powered.
Okay, that's good.
I think he might enjoy that.
It's quirky.
I thought about it. He likes coffee.
Isn't that harder though, Kedge? Because now, like, when you're doing it for work people, you don't really know him.
No.
Yeah.
But bro, we used to do that at BBC as well.
Yeah,
honestly,
it was crap. Yeah, we did.
It's just too hard to do.
I didn't get one, obviously.
No. I can't remember. Someone got me a Nicole Scherzinger calendar.
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember?
Because we used to bang on about
Pizza Express for our Christmas dinner thing, whatever it was. Yeah.
I can't remember what I got for you. I can't remember what I got for you.
Scherzinger.
So the day this podcast comes out is Christmas Jumper Day at a lot of places, in the workplaces and all of that.
Yep.
Christmas Jumper Day. Yep. Will you be getting involved?
It's funny you say that, right?
I don't have a workplace.
Yeah, exactly. So no. I did get a little bit jealous this week.
Wear one and go to the toilet and then just...
When everyone's like, you know, getting ready for their Christmas parties, I'm like, oh man, there isn't one, yeah. But for Christmas Day this year, because our house isn't ready and it was supposed to be ready and it's now been over a year and we're all losing our minds. I mean, no, you know what?
Hear me,
everybody. Mm. It's been over a year now of this housework going on. Lots of delays, lots of problems, lots of foundation work. lots of issues as they knocked a bit of the house out and the whole thing starts collapsing. And I'm talking sleepless nights, stress, hassle, headache. Anyone who's been through it knows. And as I say to people, someone will always pipe up and go, the same thing happened to us. The same thing happened. Mm. Everyone's gone through it. Mm. But my point is, so we're having Christmas out. We're having Christmas at a hotel. All right? Who's going to go check, go somewhere.
Yes, I remember you saying
right?
that.
So I was thinking, you know what? We're not decorating the house because, like I said, for that reason.
Central London?
No, it's not actually. It's Midlands. No? Yeah.
Midlands.
It's a lovely Holiday Inn on the M1. Okay. I was thinking, get Christmas jumpers for everyone. Like my mum and dad are going to be there. My wife's in-laws are going to.
Oh, you've got to get the one where it says like Father Elf or then Granddad Elf.
Exactly, and all that. You know,
Mama Elf.
But then I started, I looked at him, I was like, that one. I was like, 30 quid, 40, 50 quid. Oh, see, I'm like, no.
I know, right?
I'm not spending, because I'm buying it for everyone. I'm like, I'm not spending £300 on jumpers now.
10 people, yeah. 30 quid the jumper.
For one day.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's, particularly for me, them, it's like, I've seen a really nice Tottenham one, and I'm like, but it's £35. I'm going to wear it once. Like Sad says, wear it once, and then wear.
Yeah, but then, see, knowing my dad, though, he'll wear it all year round. Because he'll be like, you know, it's a nice
summer. Make the most of it.
And then I'll be like, I look at him and, you know, and it's like Valentine's Day and he's wearing his Christmas jumper. And
that's
I'm like,
nice.
And no.
But if your mum likes that.
My mum, no, she don't want to be thinking about Christmas on Valentine's Day.
I've worn my Christmas jumper, so I wore it once, remember when I came here?
You had one wear already.
And then I've worn it the other day. I went out with mates and I wore one then.
See, you're right, because you're DJing in different places, you can always wear it for the Christmas vibe.
That's true, yes. That's just got that
I can't DJ in the jumper, it's hard, isn't it?
Oh, sweaty. Hot and sweaty, baby.
You know what I mean?
Sorry, quick little random one. Yeah. I just thought about this, and for you particularly as well. If you put your logo on your clothes...
I'd never do that.
But if you did...
Yeah.
You could claim it back as an expense because it's workwear.
Workwear, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So if I went around with just brown load suit and tie, brown and whatever, it's work clothes.
Work expense.
And it comes off.
I couldn't think of anything worse when people put their logos on. Oh, I hate it. Yeah. Especially DJs.
Yeah.
And do you know what? They come to like, this winds me up the most.
Because no one knows who they are, Satch.
And that's the reason why I'd never do it. Because I'm just like, that's so...
If you don't know, get to know.
Yeah, don't know. Well,
yeah, but you
really
can say it because you're Satchi.
No, but still, no one knows me.
Yeah, they do, bro. No, all the DJing scene, every brown DJ I talk to knows you.
I'm supposed to bring it up
because I've got nothing else to say.
Yeah. When I see people come in, like, especially when I'm DJing, and they come wearing like their company jumper or something, I'm like, cringe.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Yeah. Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
It's the wear. But yeah, it feels festive season. And
it's funny you talk about the Christmas jumpers because basically there's a new story that was out in the last couple of days is that they're no longer in schools. They're no longer calling them Christmas jumpers or Christmas jumper days.
I heard about this.
They're calling it the winter jumper day.
Because
we've gone bargain.
Who's sanctioning that?
Because they want it to be more inclusive.
Yeah.
That's where the problem lies.
Like, do you know, it's like when you have Christmas assembly at the end of the term.
Yeah.
It's like winter festival assembly now.
No.
Yeah.
It can't be that though.
Yeah, no, it is. I've seen it.
Winter festival?
It's like a winter festival or whatever it is. You can't have like a Christmas grotto. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So okay. So they shouldn't.
That is nuts.
So they shouldn't call it Diwali anymore. They should just call it the curry season, where we encourage everybody to have spicy food or spice season.
Spice season.
Yeah. So or something else. So you know that's
smelly season.
Okay. No. I didn't want to say. It. But by the way,
that's such his life.
I'm going to come back to this in a minute.
That is such his life.
Everyone was thinking it.
yesterday, I went out to an event which I'll tell you about in a little bit. But I made a butter chicken for Milo, and that uses kasuri methi. And I crumbled a kasuri methi with my hands and as a garnet. Oh my god, my fingers stunk all evening. I could smell, and we got into the car to get to the O2 for this thing.
You know the kasuri methi.
Yeah,
is it dried?
Yeah, that one is. Yeah,
comes in the box.
And the box.
Yeah.
Mm. So why do you have to crush it?
No, it's quite crunchy, but you just crumble it in your hands just to kind of like make it like even bittier. No, like even smaller. Like,
am I right in thinking if you put too much of that, it really ruins the flavour of it?
It can do, but I quite like the aroma actually. That and coriander,
I think I've overdone it once.
Probably.
And then I thought that ruined it. So it doesn't
take a lot. It's only a little bit, just a little bit. But anyway,
what's the difference with that and normal methi?
Like as fresh, this is just dried. This is almost like a dried herb. It crumbles like easily. But so I think I can say this, and I'm not going to get because I'm not going to name her. But there's a lady I know who
Rita.
What? He said he's giving her a name. Rita. Let's call her Rita, right?
Okay.
You
should drop me a tea as well.
Yeah. Oh my God. Right. And I bumped into her in the gym, right?
Right.
And I don't know how, but very quickly, because it was in passing in the kind of like hallway of the gym, like, you know, like the entrance.
Yeah.
She started saying, I was talking about Christmas, I think. And then she goes, well, you know, it's a problem because other communities get their religious days off. Well, first she started with exactly what you just said, that how, at this workplace, we can't say Christmas. We got to say the festive season, the holidays and all that. And she's Christian.
You can't say it.
She's white and she's Christian. And she's annoyed. She's annoyed. And I get it. She's in her country, and they can't call their festival.
But you know,
can you imagine telling Indians you can't say Diwali now?
It's white people who make these rules.
Because they're so scared, they don't want to upset no one. So you got these people at the top that are so like, but what if, and that's not the problem. Call it what you want. It is Christmas. Yeah. It is.
That's the name of it.
That is the name of the festival. Yeah. And it is the holiday.
If you don't want to say it, then
Jesus' birthday.
Well, no, leave out the Christ and just call it M&S. And then just get brilliant food from there.
Call it what you mean?
Well, no, as in, because if you take the Christ out of Christmas, it's just M&S.
Right, but no, she was saying, why can't it be called Christmas? That's ridiculous. And then she said, she was sort of saying your lot to me, but in a way that she felt open enough to say it to me, right? Because I know her well
she
enough.
She smell your kasuri
and by
hand.
The way, let me tell you something. This
smelly
lady,
hand.
She smelly hand, mate.
It's your smelly hand.
Smell my fingers. See that? That's kasuri meti, that is. That's your kasuri. Whose kasuri is it? Do you use that word for fault? Kasur?
No.
Oh, that's your fault. What do you say? It's your fault. How did it? Tera kasuri, yeah? What would you say?
Oh.
Like, it's your fault. Mera kasur ni? Yeah, kasur must be a Hindi word as well.
No, it's not kasur. I'll come back to that.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Open it up. If we forget.
I'm never at fault.
Open to the floor.
Yeah, exactly. He never admits kasur. That's a problem. But she was kind of saying, she does a lot for charity, this person. She's like a lot for the community. I mean, like an amazing woman for the community.
Yeah.
So she was annoyed. She was going, you know, you can't call it Christmas. This is ridiculous. And she kind of was going like, you know, there's so many more opportunities now given to non-white people that white people just don't get.
And all this happened in the entrance of David Lloyd.
That's what I mean. Wow. Clearly it was bubbling in her because it came out so quickly. And then she goes, and I don't get it. She goes, you know, people...
First brand person, you just all came
just
out.
Just like you lot.
Yeah, you're going
to
get it.
And I'm like, well, maybe this is my duty to say this on the brown load now. So, and I'm like, you know, it's our job to kind of stick up for the gore and saying, you know, it's okay. You can be you. You should be able to be you. You know, it's fine. I'm not offended. No one is offended by you calling your festivals and this season being Christmas season. But she also said, she goes, you get days off for like, you know, your festivals, right? She goes, but we don't get those days off.
Right.
But everybody gets Christmas off.
Right.
So she goes, so effectively, you're being paid more than us for your faith.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's one day.
But it's still one day. You want a day off or not? Imagine, but if you're just an office worker, bro, and you see that everyone gets, say, a certain festival off, right?
But I'm sorry, but that's just what the rule is here, isn't it?
In like, the country, just, yeah.
What would you want me to do? Change the whole...
No, but she's saying then...
It is a Christmas day, it's a day off it.
Like, everybody should get Diwali off. Everybody should get Eid off. Everybody should get Vaisakhi off.
No, but the
everybody
thing is, should get Christmas off. But I don't think...
Just like when you go to Dubai, it was their thing last weekend. Yeah. What was it, their national day? It was a day off for everyone. Is what it is in the country.
But that's a national day for Diwali.
But still, it's a day off.
No, but hold on a minute. For Diwali, we don't get a day off. I've got to book a day off.
Yeah.
Next time, request it, Kitch.
Yeah, no, what? I should request... No, because it's not... That's not how it is.
Why not?
Because it's not. If I want Diwali off, I've got to book it as part of one of my days from annual leave.
Just say it's a religious day, I need it off.
Yeah, but what she's saying in their organisation... Like people
okay, so,
get,
so it's all down to different organisations.
Yeah, to say, and they'll be saying like, okay, you're Hindu.
Because I don't know any organisation that gives you Hindus, Muslims, Chinese people, Jewish people that actual days off. Like it's a.
I don't know whether they get Yom Kippur off. I don't know whether Eid. And I think they do. And Eid will you get a day off for Eid. But I think you go and say, you know, it's Eid. I'm Muslim, and they're like, yep, you get a day off, and it doesn't kind of come out of your leave.
Oh,
so that's
well,
what she's...
Maybe I need to try that one.
Try it next year.
Rakshabandhan.
You only get one.
Makar Sankranti.
You've got to pick the one biggie.
No, why?
Because then you're going to cause a bigger problem.
Exactly,
gonna,
yeah.
Easter bank holiday.
I want 9 days off for Navratri.
Easter bank holiday.
You could, you know what? You can argue that. You can argue the fatigue of 9 days of dancing.
Yeah, yeah.
That is a workout.
Yeah, and it's a late night finish as well.
Yeah, yeah. And for you, on a breakfast show.
Yeah.
Do you know what you're going to get? Your P45.
Yeah, exactly. You're gonna be out of here. So no, there's a, but I'm
maybe even on the boat.
I want to say I'm fully feeling festive. I like hearing the music. I actually, because of this filming, I stayed in a little B&B pub actually near the location where I had to film this morning.
Yeah.
And oh, bruv, Christmased up to the max. Beautiful. It was all wood, like, and fireplaces and, you know, like, exposed beams and all that kind of stuff. And it had a tree and every all, like, the people there, because it was out of town, well out of London. And everyone was so nice and friendly and it was cozy and the fire was roaring. It was just, and I'm like, this is Christmas. And I told them, I went, I love the look of it. This feels great. I want to come here with my kids and everyone and go, right, let's get into it. Let's have a roast dinner here. Let's do it all proper. So Christmas, it feels like it's well and truly in swing in a good way. And also, because I don't have to do anything at the house. Yep. I'm just getting ready for the Christmas Day thing.
So I'm kind of getting ready for Christmas because, we've been getting Christmas cards like coming to our house. Yep. So now I'm just like, oh, we got to send
that's
Christmas.
Nice.
We've got to send
nice.
A Christmas
yeah.
card back yeah. now. So like, I've been doing that this week. But every time I go through the post, I've got a letter this week. And I never really get any letters at my house because I'm just like, you know, everything's paperless now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
More. So when you get a letter, you're just like, oh, okay, this is quite a big deal, isn't it? Like, what do we do with this?
Exciting.
Got there, got the opener for the thing.
Of course he did.
Oh, his opener.
Doesn't want to hurt his
classic.
Fingers.
Yeah. You need that.
His hands, he's DJ.
We've spoken about
it. He's got DJ hands. He's got to keep them.
Yeah. So if you put your finger in a letter and go like that, there's something wrong with
that's
you.
That's a good finger action.
That's a very good.
Can't be doing that, man. Can't be doing that.
Okay, right.
Open the letter. And I was quite surprised because it was addressed to me, just me, my name. I mean, there's other people that live in the house.
Yeah.
Just me. Letter came to me. Who was the letter from? Guess.
The
so
king.
It's a letter, not a bill, not anything official, not from an organisation. It's from
the BBC.
From an organisation.
The BBC.
No.
Oh, no, no. Is it a religious organisation?
Nope.
I'm trying to recruit you from
kind of recruiting
the what do you call it, the magistrate?
No, okay,
police.
And I just had to laugh.
Police,
vote reform.
Yeah,
the massive picture of Nigel.
They've heard the podcast.
And they went for the right one as well.
All the people in the house.
Yeah,
me.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. And
I had a little laugh to myself.
They already heard the fact that you want to call it smelly season, and we found him.
Come on,
he's and actually if they got you on board, right?
They
no, but if they did, that's a win.
It's not a win.
It's
but,
a win.
But deep down, you are reform.
No, I'm not.
What
do
you mean, bruv? You are.
What do you mean?
You want less people of colour in the country.
I just want less people, full stop. Yeah. Just generally.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, no, but Satch is right. Satch is a proper reform. You just want to get rid of dickheads.
Everyone.
Everyone is a dickhead.
Yeah. Everyone.
No, even none. You just want, no, you want
to. You'll be one later on.
Wow, yeah. So you got a reform letter.
Yeah,
I didn't know what to do. I don't think I've ever had a letter from like a political party, like ever. Like, wow. I know some people knock around, obviously, like the Labour people come around now and again, Conservative.
Yeah. They always come when
it's like, you know, and this was literally my name and address. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, this is a bit extra, isn't it? Like, it's all a bit weird.
There we go.
I would actually have loved to have thought of writing to Satch with a fake reform letter and said, it's come to our attention with some of the comments you've made on your podcast
that
you may be considering.
You know, I didn't read it like properly. I just saw it and I was like,
you get scared?
No, I just put it in the bin. What would you want me to do?
No.
In the shredder. Sorry.
Okay.
Well, in the shredder.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Well, from reform, I was getting reformed with my university mates.
Oh yeah.
Yesterday. Oh. So this is the concert I was going to tell you about. So we went to the R&B ball, which actually your guys organise, don't they? Yeah. Your friends. For what are the company called?
TCO.
Can I be honest? Before we go any further.
Yeah.
Big up TCO because that was a great show.
Yeah.
Right. It was a great show for many reasons. It was a retro show. It was called the R&B ball.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They had Drew Hill.
Yeah.
Cisco.
Wow.
Tony Braxton.
Oh.
Boys to Men.
Yeah.
And someone I'm going to forget now. Joe. Yes, right, Joe, right? And Boys to Men with the closing act. They finished on Motown Philly back nice. Again. That was so, yeah, anyway. Nice. So it was a brilliant night. Now, I've got to be honest, a lot of the songs were fillers. Like what I would call, like, because I think each of those acts couldn't sell out the O2. The O2 was packed, sold out.
Was it sold out, yeah?
Well,
They did two dates, like, as in they did Wembley and then the O2.
Right, exactly. Wow. And it was a summertime ball, it was a Jingle Bell ball over the weekend as well.
Yeah.
So at that same venue. So I was wondering whether it was like, you know, a little, a concert of convenience. Like, you know, like sometimes they have the rig in for one concert and then someone does a deal and goes, look, leave the rig there and we'll piggyback off the back of it for cheap and they make a bit of money out of it. Mm. But none of those acts, in my opinion, were strong enough to sell out on
by
their
themselves.
Own.
Yeah,
but collectively, it worked. And then I turned into Kedge. I was going, you see, like, we know, with respect, I love Malkeet Singh.
Yeah.
He ain't going to sell out the O2.
No.
But he can,
never
if it
know.
Was...
Never
it,
know.
Not on his own, bro. Come on, right? No. I mean, I wish he could.
I think he could put them all together. Right? They still wouldn't.
No, no. But if you got them, I think if you did like, okay, on a Bollywood level, okay, look at Rewind Tour, right? Yeah. That was Kumar Sanu.
Yeah, but that was Wembley. It's different.
Yeah, they
O2's different ballgame.
Yeah, okay. But they sold out Wembley, right? Kumar Sanu, Uday Narayan, and Alka Yagnik.
That's because it's in Ahmedabad, Wembley.
No, Sacha's got a point.
It's
in the heart of Gujarat.
Yeah.
This and worked because in the O2, South London.
South London blooming everywhere.
Of course.
Right? As I was walking down the aisle to go to the toilet, to go back to the toilet. And at that, so this is what I'm saying. One of the great things was they had a DJ in between the acts.
Yeah.
That was a great thing. I'll come back to that. But as I was walking past along, there was going, goes, give a shout out if you're from North London. Hey, give a shout out if you're from West London. Yeah. Hey, give a shout out for East London. And I went, hey. And I looked around to my left and I was walking past someone in the front row, like on the left-hand side.
Yeah.
And she was going, boo, boo, thumbs down. I went, oi. Yeah. I went, East London. Yeah. She went, nah, I'm in South. Yeah, right? I went, all right. Right. Yeah. But they were, and then he did a few shouts to different people and then he went, all right, we're South London. And the place erupted.
Of course.
Yeah. Erupted.
Of course.
But that's what made the concert great. So you got the sets from the people, right? And it was like, you know, out of the sort of 45-minute set that they all did each, there's about four songs that you like. What's
yeah,
this one?
Exactly.
What's
there's a lot one? Of stuff that we're
what's
not this one?
Know. Yeah. You know, you're just waiting for Tony Brack to do Unbreak My Heart.
Yeah. Thank you.
And Cisco to do Thong Song.
Yeah. She's the only person I haven't seen, Tony Brack. I DJ'd for the rest of them.
Was Cisco there?
Cisco. Yeah, Drew Hill.
Cisco's got good tunes.
Yeah.
With Drew Hill.
Go on, name them. Name the tunes.
How Deep Is Your Love?
How Deep Is Your Love?
These Are The Times.
That's a good one.
Are You A Freak?
In
My Bed.
I don't know names.
I know you can, Ked, if off the top of your head, you would name one or two. That, let's be honest, you know.
No, so, three. I definitely, if I hear it, I'm rubbish with names.
What I'm saying, they're going to do 7-8 songs. So you don't know that many, right? But probably one of the best moments.
Think you're ready. Not that one.
Enter the Dragon.
That's
Destiny's Child.
I don't think you're ready.
That's Three Girls.
That's a different thong song.
I don't think you're ready for this dragon or something like that. I don't think for this something for the dragon.
There was a dragon
and
song.
The dragon.
And there was a remix of it. It was a good garage
dragon. I don't know.
I know. I'm just letting him carry on.
I'm gonna find it. It's a banger. It is a banger.
Dungeons and Dragons.
And something about Naval and he's something that and he's anyway, go on. I'll go back to it. Go on. I'll think about
unleash
it.
Unleash the dragon.
Unleash the dragon. And then you unleash the dragon.
He's got it wrong.
It's not.
You're singing Bootylicious, mate, by
it's not. I don't think you're ready, but he goes, something like that. But
I don't think you're ready, mate.
Unleash the dragon.
Yeah, no, we know that, because Sacha told you. But it doesn't go, I don't think you're
ready. That's a tune.
Yeah. Well,
that's a tune.
Sacha, can you remember how it goes?
Yeah. I don't think you're
like that.
No,
not
it
like
doesn't
that.
Go like that because I remember there was a remix of it. And that's one I used to play. But the DJs, I'm going to get it wrong. You probably know that Silk, DJ, and someone else.
The Asian fella.
Well, funny you say that. He's Silk. Is he?
No, Asian? Not the one you're thinking of.
Oh, okay.
Okay, another because guy. I don't know where because I was looking at him. But you know, like the voice of
Bad
them.
Bad Boy DJ.
Yeah, the voice of him sounded like Rav from Punjabi Hit Squad. I was that sounds like an Asian, like just the way, like, London. It was just the way it was. It wasn't your typical R&B kind of style DJ or whatever. But In between the sets then, they played the bangers.
Right.
They like and like slow jam bangers as well as just, you know, they played that song. I don't think you're ready for the dragon. They love that song. You know that, do you know that song? It's by Destiny Cisco. Yeah. Anyway, you know, but they play, I tell you, like for me, a song I'd not heard and I'd, you know, almost you deleted from your brain. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to recall
it. What's the song?
H-Town, Knocking the Boots.
Banger.
As soon as it, oh, somebody rocking, knocking the boots. But as soon as it came in at the top with that big and they play like Candy Rain. Oh. Are you right? And
Keith Sweat?
Yeah, they on all of it. Must have been. They played about 7-8 songs in between set. That just turned the O2 into one big dance floor.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And I just made me kind of go, retro is all I care about. I don't care about new music.
But that's
now.
All that anyone, if you're thinking of dancing now, and Satchel will say it all the time. If you're thinking about dancing, if you're thinking of dancing or having a bit of a good time in a bar or club, as Satch said, you've just got to play the hip hop and the R&B from back in the day.
You know what they did for us, Kedge?
What?
They played our song, our karaoke
Mundi
song.
Mundi Atabachke.
No, for us. Me and you.
Oh, Killing Me Softly.
Killing Me Softly. Oh. And I was on my own going, whoa! And I thought about us in the car when we sang that. But it just made me realize that music means so much to me. And music, old school music, gives me the most joy that out of anything. I can't consume anything else like TV. I don't know like what else brings you joy in life. I'm not into football like you guys.
No.
And I'm like, I just like 80s, 90s. Music.
Yeah.
And actually, if I could have slipped in a bit of like Aha or, you know, things like that. Duran Duran. And, you know,
Bangra.
And just always,
Can't get away from it, this guy.
It's funny you talk about this because this is from all that era, and I'm just going to mention it because I know Satch is watching as well. But this whole Puff Daddy documentary on Netflix
it's everywhere.
I'll be honest, I didn't really know this whole East Coast West Coast. How many episodes have you seen, Satch?
Only one.
Okay, yeah. So I didn't really know about the beef and all of this kind of stuff, and they really break it down.
Yeah.
And you're like, this Diddy. I'm not being funny, but Kistry is going to have to close down.
Why? I don't think it will.
If you can't play any Puff Daddy songs.
Yeah. Oh, so
because we love cancelling all these eyes.
Yeah.
I don't think that will
happen. I got a dirty look from a woman who was sat a couple of seats away from me at the concert last night.
Yeah.
Because I turned around to my friend.
Not in shit. Public.
No, and the music happened to just dip down, but I'd already committed to saying the line. And I went, this is great. Like, I was loving it, right? Yeah. I just turned around. I went, can you imagine? I said, when P. Diddy gets cleared, his comeback tour is going to be sick. I just said it to my mate as a half joke, right, to my mate. Like, thinking, imagine if Diddy was here with all those songs. Look, I know he's a wrong one. Like, R. Kelly, Diddy, and I joke about this in my stand-up. I've said it before, that, like, you know, when I'm on my own in my car, I am Diddy and R. Kellying up the car. You know, like, because that's because for me, those songs represent that time.
Yeah.
They take me back. You know, Bump and Grind.
She's got that vibe, yeah. Bump and Grind.
They're all great songs, right?
Yeah.
AJ, Nothing But a Number.
Yeah.
and all of that. So, you know, all, but those, you know, even if I could turn back the hands of time.
I forgot about that.
That's a beautiful song. Yeah. Dear my darling, you. Anyway, so all of that. And so I listened, but she went like that, shut. And then she turned to her friend and almost grasped me up. And she half pointed at me like, that's what he said.
This is Diddy's brother.
But can I say, everybody in that crowd were ex-ravers. were ex, you know, the people that you used to see in the club in the 90s and the noughties earlier, right? No, but meaning like,
ain't gonna be anyone else.
You can see that they still dance in a 90s way. They are still dressed in a 90s way.
Oh, there was, I love that.
But I'm going to just say, they're all fatter. Right, they're all fatter, but they're wearing the same outfits.
Yeah,
the guys,
Moschinos.
There was a guy that, like, you know, like, I'm gonna call it like the pimp hat. You know, like the big round kind of.
Oh
hat,
yeah,
and a suit. Yeah. You know, he's in a suit. He looks like Montel Jordan.
That's
in
how you,
in
that's
a,
how you got into a club, isn't it? Yeah, you have to back wear a suit. Then, almost had to wear a suit.
And not only that, you know, like when like, let's say Boys to Men are on, and they're about to kind of go, no, they do all that, and he was there, and he's going, oh, no, we go. But you know, that's somebody who's really trying to sing it all properly, right? And he was going, woo, and so it was just great, and it was great to be sort of, and then I realized, oh crap,
yeah,
I'm one of them. I look like that.
Yeah, you're part of the uncle ring.
Yeah, I'm there in my Jordans and my jeans and my and my shirt. Mm. And thinking, I must look like an old raver.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, when did that happen? And obviously, because I turned 49 a little while ago, you know, yeah, I'm like,
more aware.
That's it. That's what I am. Yeah. And I got called uncle by some youngster, by the way. He went, yeah,
all
thanks,
right, uncle.
Yeah, thanks, uncle. He was a sound guy.
All right, ask Smelly.
Ask Smelly with your fingers, with your Kasuri Metti.
Oh, my God.
Armetti.
Armetti.
No, so, Metti man, like Method man.
Oh, well, look, but I'm glad for you that you went to a little rave right now.
Bro, it was.
I'm glad they didn't go, you know. I would have liked to. And Toni Braxton, I would have loved to see.
Yeah, and she was very good. And by the way, she looks incredible.
Yeah.
And for me, when she came out in that all white suit in You're Making Me High, remember that video?
Oh, yeah.
And she's dancing on that podium. Yeah. And I think in the video as well, there's these different men coming up in the lift and they've got six packs and they're all, and her and the girls all rating them and that. And it was like women objectifying men. Yeah. For one, it was like flipping the table a little bit, you know, and she still looked great. I will say this though, she's had work done.
Oh, yeah,
But I liked the Toni Braxton look natural, like even Michael Jackson. I think Michael Jackson looked, I know he says it was vertigo, you know, his skin condition,
vertigo,
whatever, right? But it was like he was so sauna as a little black boy, that looked better than rather than that sharp nose, high cheekbones. That look doesn't appeal.
That was all pre-Instagram.
Yeah.
Now everyone does it just for fun.
Yeah. Now,
look at everyone's lips.
Yeah. But then, and actually on that, when Toni Braxton was singing, like, you know when they go, they do all that. Yeah. Her face wasn't moving right because of the way.
Oh, it wasn't moving.
It just
wasn't moving.
Yeah, exactly. And then but then Boyz II Men were great. That, you know, again, the harmonies, the way they were singing, the way they kind of worked the crowd. They were so slick.
They're good.
Yeah. Well,
the thing is, they've been doing it a long time. So they are good.
Seasoned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you realize it was also like a little time machine because they were saying things on stage. You think, no one says things like that now.
Like what?
But everyone just accepted that you can do this because it's an R&B old school ball.
Like what?
So Joe, like, you know, stutter. And when he did Ride With You, oh my word, right? That was great. And by the way, we were in row number 4 because Darren got great. My mate Darren, who was there, got sick. Great tickets. Right. So you could see them. There, right?
Almost touching.
It slightly annoyed me that my wife was on the phone the whole time, like filming it. I'm like, what are you filming it for?
Yeah.
But then she goes, well, what's it to you? I went, fine, carry on. I'm like, but like,
fair, right?
You know what I mean? Like,
what's it to you?
Like, and filming, at one point, filmed a whole song. I saw it 3:49 on the phone. And she goes, oh, my arm's aching. I was like, put the phone down. Like, what's but anyway.
Scan on DVD, Wembley. So,
yeah, exactly, yeah.
We argue about this because I suppose I do so much in out and about on shows. I'm like, when I'm not doing anything, I want to leave the phone.
Yeah,
I
just watch it.
And I want to see the show, see the production. And the production was great and all that. But Joe, what did Joe say? So Joe comes out and goes, oh, where's all the nasty girls? And they went, woo! He goes, yeah, where's all the filthy girls? Woo! And then he goes, if you're nasty, let me hear you say yeah. And they go, woo! He goes, and if you're slutty, let me hear you say yeah. If you're nasty and you're slutty and you're filthy and you're... And I'm like, all right, Joe. Like,
and all the aunties are going,
And you smell the
Metti. I'll be honest. If your fingers are yellow from Haldi, say yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you got a Tarka stain, say yeah.
Oh, hello.
All right? You know what I mean? So, if you got Saruda tail in your hair.
Do you know what I mean?
So, no.
Concert in Southall.
But I'd be honest, they went woo to nasty. And then as he went dirty, filthy, slutty. You're like, all right, Joe.
Mm.
Like,
all right, did
and
he?
Then, and then he laughs and kind of. And he spent, like, honestly, he spent about 70% of his set with his hand over his crotch.
I mean, that's no different to Udit Narayan.
Yeah. No, yeah, but Udit got done for it. Yeah. Joe, he got away with it. He's like, that's fine. You know, you can say that.
Yeah.
I'll put the clip in the WhatsApp group.
Okay.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
I'll put that because I wasn't filming it, obviously. No. My missus happened to be filming, she was for 4 hours, that bit, and she's got that little clip of him saying that to the crowd.
Does she have the video camera on the shoulder? One of them ones?
No. Exactly. With her own light. And also, sorry, quick little thing. There was this couple that had come from China.
Oh,
right?
What?
And they went, we're on holiday here, and we want to see Toni Braxton. And this little Ginny woman who was behind us, right? Had a Toni Braxton CD in her hand, right?
Do what with?
Right. she's sat on a row behind us. She's fairly near the front. I know she had some VIP access. Right? No. But then when Toni Braxton was on, at no point did she go up, handed the CD she just came to the concert holding the CD. And I'm like, but some people had like Toni on their shirt. There was people like had, you know, Boyz II Men on their t-shirts. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Real mixed crowd. Obviously, super fans. I'd say, you know, like, okay, mainly black people, loads of Asian people though,
yeah,
as well.
Be loads.
And then a real mix of like everyone else from and all over the world. You could tell it was European, Spanish, it was, you know, just everyone, South Americans.
It'd have been nice if the lady got brilliant. A CD sign that. It'd have been nice.
Yeah, no, it would have been lovely.
She come from China.
Exactly. But that's pretty sure she did her own CD.
Okay. And then, talking of people of China, we've got the exclusive list of the top 50 cuisines.
Oh, yes. Let's go into... I've got... Yeah, I sent this to you boys in a week, right? So, mate, because when I saw it, I thought...
I had one look at it and then I thought, this is rubbish. No, I'm not looking at it now.
No, do you know what? I looked at it, but I didn't look at it. I saw the title and I turned it off because I was like, we're going to use this on the podcast.
Okay. This is the 50
best... So, I have no idea.
50 best cuisines in the world
by
tasteatlas.com. Let's give them a little mention, right?
Yep.
So tasteatlas.com, I've done it. And what would you like to do? Would you like just, do you want to shout some?
Yeah, can I?
Yeah, okay.
I don't know anyone.
Top 10. Let's see if we can do top 10.
Okay, let's do top 10. Okay.
Let's go Chinese.
Chinese is number 8 on the list. Okay. Sachin, you're still in the game. 10, yeah. You got one life and then you're out.
French.
Okay. French cuisine, Kej. You'll be glad to know that French cuisine is not in the top 10.
Oh.
Not glad to know. I'm sorry, I'm saying that. I was just trying to buy time. But, oh my God, is France not even in there?
It's not in the top 50.
Wow.
Oh no, sorry, Kedge. My bad. Number 9. You just made it.
Just slipped in.
Yeah. Go on. Justin Trudeau.
Italian's got to be in there.
Italian. Bing, 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 bing. Top of the wrist. Top of the list. Top of the wrist.
Well, I'm going to play it safe.
Yeah.
Indian
cuisine. You think Indian cuisine is in the top 10? You're wrong.
Well, then this is a waste of time.
But it's only. But it is number 13.
No, but that's 13.
Yeah.
Go. No. Then what would come above?
What do you like? What food do you like? Just name your food. You know, the food that you eat the most.
What are you eating normally?
Turkish.
Yeah.
Turkish food is number 7. Brilliant.
Oh, okay. The lower ones,
what else do we like eating? What do you like? What do you think?
Chinese
is 8.
Thai
food is not in the top 10.
Japanese.
Japanese is number 6. So there you go, because of the sushi explosion.
Yeah, we're working away from sushi.
But I think the others are going to surprise you, because number 1 was Italy. Number 2, kind of linking. And this is funny, because last night, just before the concert, I was starving. I hadn't eaten all day. I was just running around.
Yeah.
And I went and got a gyros. I do love a gyros.
Ooh. Oh, Greek.
Yeah. So Greek food is number 2.
Gyros.
Is it gyros?
No, gyros.
Oh, yeah,
gyros. Gyros is that gyro bank.
Back in the day. I never knew what that was. My mum and dad used to say gyro.
Gyro.
Gyro the basic.
Gyro.
Yeah. What's this clean? What's the broom called for the house, though?
Gyro.
Oh, gyro. Okay. Yeah. And can you get those? No, nothing to do with the gyro. Okay. No. And then number 3, this is a funny one.
Go on.
Peru.
Hey?
Peruvian.
But let me tell you this, right?
What's a Peruvian dish?
You went
to
somewhere,
one?
Didn't you?
Peruvian, right.
Yeah.
It was Cutty Sark, Greenwich.
Yeah.
They had a food market. Yeah. There was a Peruvian stand there. They went, it's Peruvian chicken, right? And this is what they did, Kedge. And this is what you're going to love. I must have said this. I know I've said this on the podcast. Oh my God, my mouth filled with water again. They did the chicken on the tava thing, right? Yeah. Flattened it out. Marinated. It looked like Nando's sort of style. Mm. But they poured the sauce on it. But they were brushing the sauce on with... a coriander bunch. They use that as the brush.
Oh, yeah.
So they dip the coriander.
They do that in a few cuisines. Yeah.
And so you get a few pate coming off from that as well. I love that. So so Peruvian food is tasty.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know what Peruvian food is. I've just Googled it. It's a vibrant fusion cuisine known for its diverse ingredients like potatoes, corn, quinoa, chili peppers, blending indigenous Andean, Spanish, African, Asian flavors. It doesn't look like anything different to. Just if you eat meat and they just lump a whole lot of stuff together.
It's kind of Mexican, South American-y, a bit Brazilian-y. It's kind of got all of that. Yeah, but it's got African-y influence in it, I suppose, because of historically whatever's gone on there.
So they're confused.
So, it was. So I can see it's been good, but I didn't know it was that popular. Portuguese is number 4. Spain is 5. Japan is 6. Turkey is 7. And then you got China, France. Number 10.
Yeah.
This is the one. Indonesian.
Is Pakistani in it?
No.
What?
No. What, in the whole thing?
No.
Sri Lankan?
No. Hold on. Let's see. No. Hungry.
Mate.
Oh, so yeah, Thailand was 24, by the way.
Indian is 13. I mean,
look at this forecast.
Go on.
Russia.
Yeah.
We can't, none of us can name a Russian dish.
Yeah.
No.
28.
Vodka. Huh?
28.
Yeah.
And where's England?
Where is England? Yeah. Sachi just seen it. Where is England? 50th. Last.
Yeah, but you can
accept. What a cut.
That is a cut.
You know who's better than us? Who's better than England?
Russia.
Ecuador. Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia.
That's because they've got spices. I mean, I'm not being funny, but you are starting a
Czech
base.
Czech Republic is better than...
Yeah, Lithuanian, Ukrainian, they're 43 and 44. It's mad. But Chilean food as well.
What's 32?
Why?
I don't know.
Chile. 32, Chile.
There you go.
All right, there you go. So, but
that is shocking.
German food's dead as well.
Yeah, really? Sauerkraut.
It's just all, yeah. I don't understand. You can't say German food's better than English food. Come on.
No, yeah.
No, you can't. You can't.
No, but what is English food?
A roast. Pies. No, roast pie.
Pies.
Yeah.
Shepherd's pie and all of that. But, cottage pie.
But some of those kind of like, you know, like.
Yeah, but then they're going to go, oh, yeah, Wurst. They got Wurst.
No, that's a sausage, bro.
No, but they have it like, you know.
We are the worst. We are the worst in the list. That's what we are.
All right, but, fair enough.
But there you go. But
we're talking of food, can I just tell you what? Have you heard of what Kellogg's, the cereal company, have decided to launch?
No.
And I think as Desi's, we've got to talk about this because I think they're aiming it at Desi's. Kellogg's have now launched the spicy breakfast.
Samia.
Spicy breakfast cereal.
Who's that targeting?
Desi, isn't it, obviously?
How can you have a spicy cereal?
You know the crunchy nut? The crunchy nut is going to be chili infused.
It's Jevro. They're in the Jevro market. This should be sold in BB.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jevro market.
They're in the Jevro. This is the Jevro market.
So you're saying don't put the dud in it, just eat it straight out of the bag.
Am I right? Is it? Sorry, I don't know what you guys call it, and I don't even know what Punjabis call it. But there are cornflake bits in.
Yeah, Jevro, yeah.
Is that Jevro?
Yeah.
Is that all called Jevro?
Some aunties do put bits of cornflakes in it. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's not. I don't really like the cornflake bits in it, by the way. You know, like. Yeah,
some
I think
people just make Jevro out of just cornflakes.
Oh,
yes. Bare people do.
Yeah, yeah. Something because it's just laziness. Yeah.
Like flipping Cheerios, all sorts going in.
Yeah,
all
sorts. Satch is right.
But then
this ain't Jevro. Jevro,
yeah, it's supposed to be because they put the other crisp in there. You know the thin sticks. I like that.
Yeah, I like the sticks.
Or sometimes because the slightly higher society auntie will go with the Walker's ready salted crisps.
What in the? Oh yeah, I've seen that. Yeah,
I think it's
mash them up, chuck them in.
Yeah, but the lower end, like Sad said, they go for the cornflakes.
Cornflakes, yeah.
But now you're saying Kellogg's are doing it officially.
Kellogg's are doing it officially. So maybe this is it. They're not supposed to be doing it at all. It's Sad saying this may be to undercut VB and Sons.
Yeah, it's Jevro.
If you just add some peanuts to it and
add peanuts to it.
You need peanuts in it.
This is what they're doing. Are we going to get a bowl?
We'll try it.
Yeah. Should we try next week?
I think so. And then maybe try it with dud. Try it with dud. Try it with dal.
Chili and milk.
That can't be right.
Chili
and milk? That can't be right.
No, but some people have like chili flavored ice cream.
Yeah, it's supposed to work, you know, chili and chocolate and all that.
Yeah, chili. I've had chili ice cream. It's actually quite nice.
Yeah, but as a novice, you'll have one spoon and go,
yeah, nah. I see what you mean. You wouldn't have a bucket.
No. So someone's buying all that. You're getting that to try and be different. Oh, if you're trying, you'll get
definitely
that.
Different.
Ked will get that. Yeah, oh yeah, got the, you know, the Kellogg's
chili. Kellogg's Jevro.
If
they named it Kellogg's Jevro, it would fly.
Then it would, yeah.
It would fly.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That'll make it more popular.
All right.
Brilliant. Speaking of something that will, and I think this kind of links nicely to the story that I found this week because it's about farting.
Oh.
And I think, you know, maybe the Kellogg's Jevro will, you know,
lead to fighting.
Maybe. I think it might set you off. And the thing that I learned, well, I don't want to say I learned, but this was a story that I saw in the news. And it was everywhere, actually. And I thought, do you know what? Actually, I need to sit here and read about this. Women's farts are smellier than men's, a study says.
Wow, that's a big call.
That's official.
Stop for a minute.
Official.
Imagine this. You work in an organization and your boss goes, we've got a new project we're working on.
Yeah.
We're going to do a little study. We've got to go around smelling pud, right? you know, Bob, I need you to handle all the women.
Yeah.
Frank, I need you to handle all the men. Yeah. Bob's got to do them all. Bob's got to smell chitter.
Yeah.
How do you even do that study? You got to get women and men together in a room, you know, and then
you'd have to get them sort of. I think the way I see it is you'd have a cutout so that people can slide their bum into it,
right? Yeah,
into a box of which
I think that's called a glory hole, Kedge. careful what comes out of the other side.
Because you need this sort of chamber to then only fit your head the other end of it.
Yeah.
So that, because it has to be a controlled environment, isn't it? You can't let it spread too much because then
it'll mess with the results.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have to clear out the room with the smell before the next contestant.
Oh, and your nostrils as well, maybe.
Yeah.
What if it's more than gas?
Cleanse your nostril palate.
Leakage.
You got your knuck in between their bum cheeks. And then
it's quite an extensive study. This,
yeah,
and then also to find people who want to take part in it.
Yeah,
yeah. How do you even go about getting this off the ground.
No, that you could.
I think how they start is they get reformed to write to people and they go, "We would like to know what your bum form is like." But why are women's?
So what's
bud,
the science?
Yeah, because obviously, if they've eaten the same food as men, what is it makes women's buds stinkier?
What's in their gut?
Basically, they're saying women's farts are more silent and deadly.
Yeah,
because
that's true.
Because they keep it in.
Maybe it's because the higher...
Keep it undercover. They hold it in.
Because it's got higher concentrations of nitrogen sulfide.
Oh, I see.
The same gas that smells like rotten eggs.
That sulfur sulfide thing. When you're driving places, you're like... Yeah. Oh, what is
sometimes
that?
Sometimes you smell that smell yeah. it, when you're driving like in the countryside.
Past the farm,
Where did we went to Mexico and it was on the beach because they were doing some work somewhere and that was the smell wafting down on
nitrate,
the beach.
Nitrate? Sulfate?
Sulfide, I think he said.
Voila.
Yeah, something like
Nitrogen sulfide.
I was trying to think if I could do the chemical symbols for it, but I wouldn't have a clue. NISO? I don't know.
NISO.
Niso. I don't know. I wish I knew that. So in our own experiences, would we concur with that?
Nah, bro, I'm you know.
Because I do know a few men who got some deadly.
Oh, my God. Simon.
I'm going to say a couple of my uncles.
Yeah,
my God.
Simon Sandu. Deadly. Let me out him.
Simon.
Simon's, poor Simon. I tell you can smell the food he ate. It's sitting there. I'll be like, oh, kebabs. There you go. Straight. I'll be
what? Okay. And that's not even in a control experiment.
Simon, your nose in the box.
Yeah, exactly. It's just how we are. We're really close like that. But so he'll do that, and he'll he'll be proud if he can do one outside.
And you can guess it.
Outside. Oh. And it smells. He's like, bruv, look at that. Outdoors,
so do you have like a timer outdoors that you have to sort of guess within?
No. Well, I tell you, we do it by how far you have to walk away to get away. Sometimes it's meters. You're walking, you're going, oh my God, it's still in my throat. Wow. Instead of touching my tongue, I can feel it. And then you know this particles of his chitta is on my tongue. Do you know what I mean? And that's horrible. I'm so sorry, everybody.
It's a bit crude, but I don't know. Yeah. It was big news.
Women, look
well,
at
it
you.
Is. It
sort
is.
It out,
it is.
Women.
And it's maybe for women to argue that they're not the worst at it. All right. Well, things we've learned. I mean, that feels like a things we've learned already.
Yeah,
actually,
it was
well
kind
done.
Of like an early thing I learned. Yeah. Can I go for my actual thing I learned then? I might as well just go straight for it. Because when I saw this, I thought about this and I was like, no one does this anymore. And people used to do this when we were at school.
Go on.
What am I referring to?
Conquer play.
No. Kids in school, and this really used to pee me off because I'm like, why are you
wedgies
even doing that, you dumb
pulling
idiot
your tie?
No.
Peanut.
They would lift their eyelids, they'd flip them inside out.
Oh yeah.
No,
there was
no
always
anymore.
One kid that
couldn't
do
it.
I was like, that's eliminated from life now. Like, you know, that was a memory that, like, you know, people in school.
No, but you know what?
That.
I think we should teach people. We should teach people how to do that.
Why?
Because I think let's not forget that.
No, bruv, you got to roll. If you haven't seen it,
look,
they roll their
born,
eyelids up.
Some people are born to do that.
And it's pink.
And I think
it's
horrible. I don't know. Maybe in the future, that might be one of the things that maybe just saves us from aliens or something.
No, deter them off. No, I don't think the inside of your eyelids should ever be facing outwards.
No.
That does not feel right.
Do you think it's something that everyone can do and we were just too chicken to do it?
Well, I'll tell you what the reason why, what the study said about these people that, you know, lift their eyelid.
Go on.
The wrong way around.
Yeah.
As a child, if you were doing that, you're 87 more times likely to be a criminal.
You know what? Arvin has right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And when I read that, I was like, bang on. I bet you the kid that was doing that at my school is probably banged up.
Yeah. It was always that weird freak.
It was a kid that was slightly up for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
He's in prison.
And
no wonder I couldn't do it.
Yeah. And wanted to make other people feel uncomfortable.
I couldn't even do it.
My thing I learned is jingle bells, jingle bell, jingle all the way.
Hey.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh.
Hey.
What have you noticed about that song?
It's about a horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's it not about?
Reindeer. Rudolph, the reindeer.
No, it was never a Christmas song.
Oh.
Jingle Bells was not written as a Christmas song. Okay. It was just a song about horses and bells. And it has just become a Christmas song. So Jingle Bells was never meant to be a Christmas song.
I love that. Look at Tommy with a little Christmas fang.
Merry Christmas, everybody. But I just thought, you know, you think songs get adopted and you kind of, but then you never question the lyrics. And everyone's like, yeah, but a one horse open sleigh. Because, it's a horse.
It's not,
there's nothing Christmassy about that song whatsoever. So I thought that was a good,
get rid of it this Christmas.
No, it's all right. It means, it just goes to show that if you come up with a good rhythm, it could be anything.
It doesn't have to make sense.
Yeah, exactly. It could just fit for Christmas.
Yeah.
How people, you know, in China, people have KFC for Christmas.
Yeah.
KFC's got nothing to do with Christmas. No, they just like, this is very popular in China, have that. It's become the thing.
Yeah.
So there you go. It could be, you know, Kedge, your Diwali rhythm that you like.
Yeah, the Diwali rhythm.
That could be
the one. Okay, well, my one, I think, Tommy, you're going to appreciate this because it's a cooking one.
Nice.
It's a cooking one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, when we're cooking, most people cook ginger and garlic together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good start to anything.
What we're doing here, and we don't realize, is we're actually killing the best flavors from both of them, right? Because there's a techers to this. So when you add ginger and garlic together, the garlic touches water, not oil. So that means the flavor never blooms. Garlic overcooks while the ginger is still warming up because they don't cook at the same temperature.
Go on, keep going.
Right? So how do you fix this? Garlic first.
Garlic first?
Yeah.
In the tail.
Ginger later. Yeah. Because the timing changes everything. So you've got to let the garlic go, give it 20 seconds, 10, 20 seconds, and then you've got to add the ginger. So your garlic will be slightly brown.
I like that. But I don't like my garlic brown.
When do you reverse it?
When do you go ginger
first and garlic later? If you're doing stir fries. Because garlic burns faster, ginger needs more time.
Yeah, but for that reason, I would have put the ginger in. But see, because I love the garlic taste, I'd want that to be more prominent.
Right.
So I would have probably put the ginger in first.
Yeah,
let
and
that
the
cook
garlic
up,
at the end.
And
yeah,
then I got so you.
Now, when you have a garlic naan, I need it a bit raw on the naan.
Oh, yeah.
You have your
that's what they're saying. Ginger first.
Yeah. You have your chutney and chutney.
Sorry, garlic first.
What about all the kakis that make the paste?
Yeah.
Well, the paste changes the game.
Everything.
The paste changes the game because the paste probably takes the same time to cook, I'm guessing.
I got a theory, which is completely on my own, made up. I haven't got any scientific backing to it. But as soon as you make a paste out of anything, you lose.
It's rubbish.
Agree.
And
then you've frozen that paste.
Yeah.
And it tastes like
ginger
shit.
Or you put it in the fridge.
Because
everyone buys the paste in the jar now.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you've made it and you've frozen it and you just take out a cube.
Do you know what I mean?
So when I use...
It doesn't taste the same.
For laziness, I do use the ginger and garlic out of the little jar. But I'll put 2 dollops of it.
Oh, yeah, I've got
go
more
extra,
dollops
extra,
in.
Extra, and you would, you know.
I need the whole jar.
Whereas if you were doing garlic cloves, you do 3 cloves in a, you know, a couple of chicken breasts.
I think it's the hassle.
Yeah, yeah, no, love it. The more the better.
The more the better.
Loves garlic. Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Oh, man.
You need more garlic than anything.
Food, people. I love food. It's all about the food. Right, so that's the things we learned. We're all good.
All good.
And then where are we next week? Are we together?
Yeah, we're going to have to try to get together next week.
Yeah, we are.
See, that's where he starts.
It's a normal week.
No, that's what you see. We have to try. We haven't discussed anything, but you can already feel the bell vibes. I'm telling you now.
No,
I'm predicting
it. I'm in.
The bell vibes.
I'm in next week. I'm just saying that we go because I don't know your calendars.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. We're good.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Look at it. It's almost like yeah. All right then.
Yeah.
All right then. Okay then. Until next week then.
Cancels all these plans.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, boys, they can't make it on Tuesday. Okay.
Laters.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.